Compulsive versus impulsive. What's compulsive? Compulsive are repeated behaviors with no rational motive. All right, so what is impulsive? Impulsive is behaviors or action that is given forethought. All right, so can you train yourself to be an impulsive person if you're a compulsive person? No. But no, how does this relate to drug addiction? All right, this relates to drug addiction because, all right, I'm going to go to the trap and get some dope right now. That's compulsive. Impulsive is I'm going to go to the trap and I'm going to get some dope right now. What the fuck is, what is that, a philosophy? No, my philosophy is that drug dealers are socialists. But compulsive versus impulsive is that. Hold on, wait, back that up. So drug dealers are socialists now? Yeah. Drug dealers are socialists now. The ones in the medical field and also the ones that are doing their home businesses. Okay. We're not going to digress on that because that should be a whole nother topic. It's a good one, though. We're going to elaborate on that soon. All right, let's get back to your compulsions and impulses. So, explain your impulses. My impulses are things that I think all the way through. And this can relate to drug addiction by thinking that whatever your drug of choice is was thought all the way through. Okay. So what are some of your compulsions? My compulsions are things that I do, and I don't really give it too much thought. I just do it because I've done it over again and over again. And I think that I might have a disorder. So, can you happen to you some trauma or something that's giving you a lot of anxiety, or do you use drugs? Because, all right, what I'm trying to do is get on a more pathological term with you, all right? So, listen, are you using drugs to cover up any type of feelings, anxiety, some trauma, etc.? No. Not really. I mean, I've pretty much been able to keep myself level-headed. Nothing that's happened to me caused me to really use drugs. It was more kind of like an experimental thing, you know, just being around the wrong type of people and peer pressure and seeing movies and people and TV and listening to music and people that I look up to, they all did drugs and stuff, and all my favorite rappers and stuff that when they make music, it makes me like want to do it because they do it, or this is what they're talking about. Then I listen to it over and over again. It's kind of, It embedded me with it. I think that's the only reason why I think that I use drugs. It's not really just, all right, I get it. So What you just described isn't an impulse. All right. So an impulse would be more like you're using drugs to cover up that your brother died or some shit like that. Or you've been through something so horrible that you're trying to medicate, basically. I think that would be an impulse, because once you go to wherever you go to get the drugs, the trap, that is, okay, when you go to the trap, you're getting drugs because of your compulsive behavior. Can I smoke a cigarette? Not in the office, no sir. You can step outside. You need a break from the session? Yeah. All right, that's fine. Step outside. You got insurance, right? Yes, I have insurance. All right, fine. Go ahead. All right, so I brought the mic downstairs with me right now. Seeing it shrink, right? I think he's full of shit. I think he's just trying to fucking, I don't know what he's trying to do, but I'm just trying to help myself, and this is what I'm supposed to do. So what's going to happen next is I'm going to go back up there, and I'm going to find out what kind of bullshit he's on, all right? Shout outs to Brave Lion for the track. Any type of copyright infringement is not on me. It's not on me, man. All right, here we go. What's up, man? You have a seat. So where we left off? Just explain your impulses. All right, so my compulsive behavior, your compulsive behavior is driving your addiction. Your addiction is driving your compulsive behavior. You make compulsive decisions because of your drug addiction disorder. So I have a disorder. Yes, you have a drug addiction disorder. You have a cocaine disorder. All right. So I heard it was a disease. Yes, it is a disease. But I chose to do cocaine. So I chose the disease. How can you choose your disorder? You can choose your disorders. I'm going to subscribe you a mood stabilizer, Lamotrigine. You can just take this once a day. You have a prescription card? Yes, sir. You take this once a day. I'm going to do a revaluation on you, and you can come back in 2 weeks. But I don't think all my answers were answered. I think this session was kind of vague, you know? It's what you mean it was vague? All right, okay, let's just go back to the compulsive part. We got the impulse. All right, your compulsive behavior, something that you've been doing repeatedly over time, and you don't have any rationale why you do it, correct? I guess if you say so, yeah. All right. So your addiction is something that you have the inability to stop. Got that? Yes, sir. Yeah. Your addiction, your inability to stop using cocaine drives your compulsive behavior. So what do I do now? You can just take Lamotrigine once. Damn, I fucked up. Take take Lamotrigine once a day. All right, we're gonna do an evaluation on you in 2 weeks, and then we'll see what you're doing and how you're doing and where you're headed. Isn't that there? Huh? Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. This shit is expensive. You have insurance? Yes, sir. All right. Well, you should be okay. You should pay like $10-$15. Out of pocket. All right. Yeah, man. All right. That's cool. All right, Mr. What's your name again? Zoe. My name's Zoe. All right, Mr. Zoe. I'll see you in 2 weeks. And you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. So, I guess I'll eat these pills and everything and be okay. When it comes to drug addiction, compulsive behavior, impulsive behavior are just factors. Maybe interchangeable. For me, I had to attack the addiction part first. So, I can kill the roots for my compulsive behavior. That's what I did. This is a broad topic, so it can vary from person to person. But the main thing is that you will be able to find a way to deal with whatever decision making problems that you may have in your life or with your drug addiction. So, with all things considered, this the last time. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.